Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Jack Ward of the Hertford Association, talking gene editing and the purebred cattle industry in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Continue to talk with Jack Ward, Executive Vice President of the American Hereford Association. Caught up with Jack at the Cattlemen's Congress at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. And one of the things that we had the chance to talk with Jack about, cutting-edge technology that's coming for the beef cattle industry, for animal agriculture, just not quite here yet.
Are we starting to head toward maybe even some gene editing that'll impact the seed stock industry?
Well, it's interesting you said that. Our board has actually had that as an agenda item almost now for 3 years in our various board meetings, and we've had industry leaders come in and talk to us. And as you know, part of the holdup, if you will, with gene editing is the technology is being regulated by the FDA, and it's considered more of a drug than a technology. That's changing. And again, I think it's changing because our industry is getting involved and sitting around the table having the discussions of why we need to have access to this type of technology, especially as we're going to continue to be pushed in terms of efficiency and animal welfare, whatever the case may be. It needs to happen. So honestly, over the last 4 months, our staff has been working with some outside people that are familiar with the technology, along with our board, to adopt a set of rules, to be prepared for what we feel like could be acceptable in the Hereford pedigree database when this technology opens up. So I believe it's probably a next step for sure.
You think it'll be good?
Oh, absolutely. I think, the thing is, change typically always is good. Sometimes it's a little bit hard to fathom to begin with. But when you talk about pressures of animal welfare issues and things that we could do, health issues that help these animals perform at the feedlot level, perform at the packer level, the things that we can do to fine-tune our breeding capabilities, I absolutely do believe it'll be important. And this is a worldwide issue. I mean, I've been asked by the World Hereford Council at different times, what are the folks at the American Hereford Association going to do? And they kind of look at us to help them through or help work through some of these issues. And so I think it is a world issue, and I believe that it'll be accepted at some point in time in the future. I'm not exactly sure when that is, but we're going to be prepared when it is.
Kind of circling back around to these type of events, I know your early love was for livestock judging and evaluation of these animals. We're still doing that today, but that kind of has had to intersect with the genomics and all the information we have of that animal underneath the skin.
Well, there's no doubt, and I think it's made it better. You know, I still get to do a little bit of judging, and even what we do at the American Hereford Association, at all of our national shows, we provide the judges with all of the traits, all of the array of EPDs and dollar indexes, all the traits, and we let them know if the animal has been genomically enhanced, so that they have in front of them every piece of information to evaluate that animal, and it does put a little little pressure on judges to do that because, you know, time is of the essence sometimes in the show ring. But I think it's important, and it's not only important for them, but as we always discuss, the most of the time, the most important judging goes on outside the ring where the other breeders and even folks outside of our breed kind of look and see what we're doing and what we're up to. And it's just important, in my opinion, to provide judges with all the information available.
Jack Ward with the American Hereford Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.